This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull. In today's headlines, among the Indigenous Peoples Day celebrations held Monday was one at the University of Oregon. And the owner of the Colorado Spartans wants to leave a lasting legacy that includes his Yankton Sioux heritage. These stories today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Brian Bull, sitting in for Antonia Gonzalez. Native American organizations and communities celebrated Indigenous Peoples Day Monday. This included an event held at the University of Oregon campus. A quick disclaimer, I'm a faculty member there. Members of the Native American Student Union spoke on a number of important issues, including the missing and murdered Indigenous people crisis, the land back movement, and the dark legacy of explorer Christopher Columbus. The Italian-American community had promoted Columbus as the discoverer of America following acts of violence against them in the early 20th century. Anti-immigrant sentiment, including a mass lynching in Louisiana, prompted many to highlight Columbus as a positive figure. But over the past few decades, Native American critics pointed to Columbus's cruel treatment and exploitation of indigenous people as a good reason not to celebrate his role in history. Among those at the UO event was Tira Garrity, a member of the Confederated Tribes of the Chehalis Reservation. Insert Garrity cut number 2 here. Coming out of it. Garrity says it's important for Native students to find a sense of community, especially those who are far from home. Insert T. Garrity number 1 cut here. Coming out of it. Garrity was dressed for the event. She described her handcrafted garments. Insert T. Garrity 3 here. And coming out of it. Jason Yonker also attended. He's the Coquille Tribe's chief and UO presidential advisor on sovereign government-to-government relations. He says this is the 10th year there's been a ceremony to replace the tribal flags on campus. Insert J. Yonker 01 cut here. Yonker says besides the longhouse, Native American students are also shown the 9 tribal flags in the UO amphitheater to promote a sense of community and belonging. The professional indoor football team, Colorado Spartans, have announced plans to play in Denver for the 2025 season. The team's owner, Tony Thompson, is half Yankton Sioux and half Black and wants to leave a lasting legacy on and off the gridiron. Colorado Public Radio's Tony Gorman has more. And insert Tony Gorman's story here. Coming out of it in 3, 2, 1. And this is Brian Bull for National Native News, hosting from KLCC in Eugene, Oregon.